Does it weigh on you at all? Does it weigh on you at all? Does it weigh on you at all?
L'organisme local Climate Justice Victoria tenait une manifestation hier mercredi au coin des rues Kings et Blanchard à Victoria pour dénoncer l'inaction des gouvernements fédéraux successifs dans le dossier de la crise climatique au Canada. Climate Justice Victoria, un organisme soutenu par des organisateurs locaux, milite pour mettre de l'avant les impacts des changements climatiques lors de la campagne électorale. Comme l'explique Savannah Barrett, membre de l'organisme, il est important d'agir pour cet enjeu dès maintenant.
And we think overall that the political parties of Canada are not heeding the call of the climate crisis to the necessary degree. They are any policies, any plans, any climate plans that have been set fall far short of what the UN says we need to avoid disastrous consequences for not just Canada but the globe as a whole. If there is no optimism, then there's nothing to fight for, and we just will settle with the worst option.
Les manifestants qui se comptaient par dizaines tenaient des affiches avec plusieurs différents mots, mais ayant tous un même message. Certains d'entre eux se tenaient même sur la rue, ce qui explique pourquoi ils se sont fait klaxonner par des automobilistes. Ils appellent à des actions concrètes de la part du gouvernement pour lutter contre les changements climatiques, en rappelant l'urgence d'agir dès maintenant, comme l'indique Doug Brubaker, présent à la manifestation.
I think if enough people get out here, we should be able to embarrass all the party leaders. Once they know just how much is people are concerned over climate change, they should start talking about it and not talking in promises and stuff, you know, 20 years from now and that sort of thing. The answers have to be very direct. No more fossil fuel subsidies.
Quant à lui, Darcy Briggs affirme que le Canada est l'un des pires pays au monde en matière de lutte contre la crise climatique. Il croit également qu'il est primordial pour des organismes locaux d'initier un mouvement, en espérant que certains nombres de partis politiques sauront satisfaire les attentes des manifestants.
That's not to discredit, you know, emergencies and COVID, not to discredit emergencies and underemployment, but they're being exacerbated by the climate crisis. And so we're here today to kind of tell our media, tell our politicians, tell everyone who's listening, the public at large, trying to build a movement here. We're trying to say the climate is super important. We have to do what we can to protect it, because once it's gone, it's gone. It's not the kind of thing we can throw money at for it to go away. We actually need to kind of stand up and raise our voices when possible.
De son côté, la candidate libérale dans Victoria, Nikki McDonald, comprend qu'il s'agit d'un enjeu primordial pour la population de Victoria. Elle s'engage à entreprendre des discussions constructives à Ottawa dans ce dossier, si elle est élue dans sa circonscription le 20 septembre.
Andrew Weaver recently came out with support for my candidacy because he said sending someone like you to Ottawa is so important because you're able to sit down with decision makers, with bureaucrats, with others and say this is what Victoria needs, this is what Vancouver Island needs to address climate change. We're surrounded by ocean here in Victoria, and the ocean is taking a significant amount of the carbon that we are emitting, and it is affecting the ocean, it's warming the ocean, it's changing fish habitat. And so again, as an island community, as an ocean coastal community, we need to make sure our voices are heard in Ottawa.
Quant à Savannah, elle souhaite faire passer ce message aux politiciens et aux chefs de parti.
Is there responsibility as a global citizen, as a citizen of Canada, as a leader, to strive to protect our environment and to be a responsible citizen of the world?
Les militants de Climate Justice Victoria indiquent qu'ils n'hésiteront pas à continuer à tenir des manifestations s'ils constatent que rien ne change au gouvernement fédéral dans les prochaines semaines.